Oregon has some really great food, but Veronica just kind of ate her way through the Sunshine State.
All right, I admit it. When I'm on vacation, any kind of diet just goes out the window. While in Florida with my kids, we ate a ton of seafood, of course, but we also had lots of Cuban food. We tried Venezuelan and Puerto Rican food and even stopped at an Australian place called Kookaburra that specializes in savory pies. Delicious. Matter of fact, every single meal I had in Florida was fantastic. But let's talk about the fruit. It is the Sunshine State, and it's amazing. We stopped at Fruit and Spice Park in Homestead, Florida. It's run by Miami-Dade County. It's a 37-acre botanical garden and park containing over 500 varieties of fruits, vegetables, spices, and herbs. I cannot describe to you how beautiful that park is. They let you eat anything that you find on the ground there. We tried something called miracle fruit. It's a small red berry that's native to West Africa, but grows there. Park spokeswoman Iva Haig actually cut up several types of fruit and had us do a before and after tasting.
What I want you to do is take a little taste of each one, but don't eat the whole thing. You're going to taste it, then you're going to do the miracle fruit, then you're going to eat the rest of it after you see what it does to you.
It really worked. Something bitter and sour all of a sudden became sweet and delicious.
What's in miracle fruit is miraculin. Miraculin will mask the taste buds, and it makes sour things taste sweet. It's fun to do if you don't need it, but if you know someone on medications that cause a metallic taste in your mouth, chemo's one of them. There's other medications that cause that. It will mask that and make the food taste good again. They make melting tablets out of it. You can buy them on Amazon. Miracle Fruit Farm has them. They're not synthetic. They're made from the actual miraculin in the miracle fruit.
Mm-hmm. What's the percentage of people that come in here and then you explain to this to them and then they have no idea about this?
Almost everybody. Most people have heard of miracle fruit saying, oh, that's a thing that makes things taste sweet. Mm-hmm. They've heard of it, but that's all they know about it. They don't know the other benefits of it. There's a neighbor of ours that came in here. I met him in the store, and he'd had a terrible accident out here and had to be airlifted. When they intubated him, he lost his taste, and he never got it back. That happens a lot when you get intubated, but usually you get your taste back. He said it had been 2 years since he had tasted anything. So it was mango season. I said, do you like mango? He goes, I'm from Cuba. Of course I like mango. Mm-hmm. This is a grown man. He went to that stained glass window right there and started sobbing and crying. And it scared me. I said, are you okay? He said, please forgive me. I feel like a child tasting food for the first time. He couldn't taste without miracle fruit. This is over 10 years ago. I saw him at the feed store a few months ago, and he said, I have to tell you something. After all these years of using miracle fruit, my taste is almost 100% normal. So there's hope. We had a young lady who had she couldn't taste, and her doctor basically told her to stop whining. There's nothing I can do medically, which was true. There wasn't anything he could do, but he didn't have to put it like that.
Right.
When we gave her the miracle fruit, she just like, you guys have changed my life. You know, we take for granted things like smell and taste and things like that.
Excellent. A little food there from the Sunshine State. Thank you, Veronica. And you can learn more at KXL.com.